Yay! There we are! Let's get this party started, my beautiful friends. Come on into the goddess room. Come into this sacred circle. This has been a long time in the making. You manifested this wonderful, exciting moment, and I am so excited. So come in, say hello. This is what we do. Welcome to the very first session of the African Goddess Rising Oracle School. I'm so glad that you are here. This is a path for light workers, healers, way showers, mystics, coaches, teachers. And it's a path for you. If you are here, no matter what it is that you do, you created this moment. You created this very sacred, special, and exciting moment. And I'm so glad that you are here. The ancestors have been preparing me for a long time for this moment, and probably you too as well. So, hello, Goddess Tynesha, Goddess Marnie. Thank you, Goddess Marnie. Goddess Turquoise. Ooh, what a deliciously beautiful name, Goddess Turquoise. I love that. My daughter's name is Amethyst Ruby. Goddess Christine. Hello, Elijah. Elijah, let me know what you want to be called. Do you want to be called Goddess Elijah? Do you want to be called Mystical Elijah? I've been thinking about this because I have in this course, I'm so happy and excited that the ancestors have called forth a range of different peoples from different experiences, and different presentations and ways of showing up in the world. And so, however you want to be addressed, I'm here to address you. Hello, Goddess Selena, Goddess Leslie, hello, Goddess Shayla, Goddess Danny, Goddess Ajane. Hello, everyone. Hello, I'm so glad you're here. Yay. Okay, I'm writing it down. Mystical Eliza is here. Yay. That is beautiful. That's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. This is a journey not only to become, for those of you who are on the certification path, a journey not only to become, certified readers of this beautiful deck that I was gifted and, have the blessing of sharing with you, but it really is a journey into you getting to know you. You getting to walk forward with greater confidence, greater alignment, greater knowledge of self, really. And that's why one of the first things that I have you do, if you have not been into the learning portal, please go, please sign in, please look around. Hello, Goddess Tony, please look around. One of the first things that you will see is a request to a getting to know you profile. So please do that. And also a quiz to find out what is your guiding goddess temple, your guiding goddess personality. Because it really is a journey into, as I said, knowledge of self. You cannot be a good steward of reading for others and a good steward of being able to channel, to download whatever language you use, guidance, if you are not clear on who you are, on what your voice is, on what your purpose is. One of the biggest questions that I get is, one of the biggest questions I get, people say, in terms of learning your voice, your energetic voice, people will say, well, I don't know. How do I know if it's a voice from the divine or if it's my own voice? And there are many different answers to that. But one of the key things is that the more that you know yourself, the more that you're clear of your inner voice, the more you can be clear of what is your voice and what is the voice of guidance. Okay? So that's why I stress so much knowledge of self. One of my hopes for you in this sacred journey is that you are able to walk forward with all the swag and swagger and confidence in your magical, mystical gifts, that you're able to come fully boom out of the goddess closet to the people in your life, the woo-woo closet, the magical closet, the mystical closet, however you want to term it. And for you to be able to then have clear knowledge to bring forward what is trying to be born through you. There are things that your ancestors, that the divine, that the goddesses are trying to bring, have you bring into the world. And so this is going to be really, really wonderful and exciting. So Goddess Turquoise says, when I tried the quiz, it did not pull up for me. Is link dormant? Nope. Link works. So if you're having any kinds of troubles like that, what I would recommend is contact your program assistant, who at this moment is Goddess Jo. You can always find that information in the learning portal. And if a link or something isn't working, we need to actually, let me just also put a note to put a troubleshooting chat in the chat section. Because sometimes maybe it could be whatever browser you're using, and so we need to look into that. So in this instance, contact Goddess Jo, but in the future, just look for the troubleshooting chat, or maybe do both, and put a notification of what issue you're having or what links are not working, okay? So every session, I'm gonna ask you to please bring a deck of your cards. So a deck of cards, whichever version you have is fine, as well as a candle. So this is the candle that I am currently using. I love these. These smell divine, and they're from my local Walgreens. But I love the way that it looks like a beehive. I have a golden one and also a white one. So bring a candle as well. And bring an item for our energetic altar. And so what I am adding to our energetic altar today is that I'm gonna add 3 pieces of rose quartz to represent the energy of the triple goddess. I'm gonna just add those here. And if you did get the notification in time to bring something for the energetic altar, let me know in the comments what you brought for the altar. And in the meanwhile, I'm giving people a moment to sign in and to also get some water, get your cards, get everything in alignment, because in a second we are going to light our candles together. And then we are going to take a pledge and then move forward. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so Goddess Turquoise also brought rose quartz. He brought a rose quartz chakra wand. I have one of those. It's beautiful. Goddess Aziza brought rose quartz. I'm loving this. And we didn't plan this at all, you know, so this is wonderful to see. Goddess Marnie brought a beautiful little hummingbird charm for our energy of flight and change. I love that. My mom calls my daughter her bluebird of happiness. Goddess Selena brought an amethyst and a green calcite tree. Oh, this sounds wonderful. Oh my goodness. Okay, so we need also an altar chat so we can post all of these images. So please, please, please post an image. Post an image. I'm going to set up the altar chat after this. So later on today, go and post an image, please, of what you brought for our collective altar. Mystical Elijah brought a clear quartz, amethyst, and a candle, and your goddess soul book. I love that. Goddess Leslie brought her chakra necklace she wears every day. Oh, I can't wait to see that. Goddess Ajane brought a crystal quartz that I keep with my cards. Beautiful. Oh, a tree of life on it. Wonderful. Excellent. Okay, so we're going to light our candles together. And as we do this each week, it is our way of energetically connecting with each other. So as we are lighting our candle, I want you to envision our circle as we are circling around the globe, okay? As we are circling together, as we are here in an energetic circle like we have probably met for many generations before, and how wonderful that we are in this time where we can be able to meet like this. Wonderful goddesses. Aziza says that she's at work but on mobile. Okay, good. So let me also make a note that so some sessions we will have where you will have the capacity to be on camera. Okay, for those sessions, it is necessary, I require, unless you are at work or driving, to please turn on your camera, and it's okay, whatever is going on, if your children are, whatever it is okay. This is a safe space. But when we have those sessions where it's an on-camera session, and I will try to let you know perhaps in advance, but when we have those kinds of sessions where it's an on-camera session, I'm gonna ask you to be present in that way, to be present in that way. Shayla is in her car. Goddess Shayla is in her car. Okay. All right. Excellent. Okay. So let's light a candle, unless of course you're at work or in your car. Okay. So we're going to take your candle and we are going to, you're going to declare Ashe. So Ashe is a Yoruba declaration, which means many different things. It means so be it, or and so it is. It also is comparable to amen. It also is, it also means life essence. So very similar to your prana or your ki or your chi in other cultures. It's the same thing, it's the same energy. It basically means life force. So when we declare Ashe, we are calling on our life force. We are calling on the life force of the divine. We're calling on the connection of all of us together. Okay, so I'm going to count down. So if you can just take your candle now, I'm going to count down 3, 2, 1. And then I would like you to declare Ashe and light your candle. And we will do this every time. And then at the end of the session, we will put our candles out. Okay, all right, so let's get ready. All right, so 3, 2, 1. Ashe. Okay. So our divine candle, our divine light is lit for our beautiful circle. Let the circle be unbroken. Let us be here of pure heart and pure mind. Let us be clear channels to the divine. We are open to receiving all wisdom that we have come for. Ashe. And so traditionally on an altar, and we're going to have a separate session, Ashe, we're going to have a separate session on altar making. You want to have something to represent each of the 4 or 5 elements, depending on what belief system you are using. So stones and rocks and crystals all represent the earth. You could also have soil. Things that represent the air would be things like bells or feathers, or like this up there where I have like the little tassel, like that is air energy. Okay, you could also, you would also want to have something to represent the energy of water, which the most simple thing is having water itself. So I could add this water there, and that would be a part of that. So if we were going to do earth, air, fire, of course being the candle. And then there are systems that have either metal or bush, or, you know, various other fifth elements. So we're going to talk about that when we get to that teaching, but this is definitely a fifth element circle. Type into the comments, fifth element. It's a fifth element circle. So let me just share with you a brief part of the history of this deck. When I say that the ancestors have been preparing me for a long time for this, and have probably been preparing you for a long time for this, and you just didn't know it. So back in 2009 or so, around 2009, when my first book, which was a novel, was published there, I started around that time to create from business cards. I went and I had business cards printed of the image of the book with affirmations. And I would just be giving those out. And, you know, my friends thought it was funny. The person I was dating, they thought it was kind of funny and quirky and wacky and weird and all of those things. And a few years after that, around, I think maybe around 2014, I got the nudge to formalize it and put out an African goddess affirmation deck. And I'd been working with the goddesses for many years. We'll get into that in another conversation. But I got the nudge to put out an African goddess affirmation deck. And I was really excited about combining my knowledge of the goddesses with doing deep research of the goddesses, real like academic research, but and also receiving spiritual guidance from the goddesses. Like I really was feeling and hearing their nudges and their guidance and them being clear on who wanted to be in the deck and who didn't. And it was very much the same with this deck, like that there were goddesses that I wanted to be in this deck and they were very clear that they were not supposed to be a part of this deck. And, you know, in helping to sculpt and put forward that deck. So I created three decks that were independent decks. So one was a womanifesting deck, which was specifically around birth. And it was something that I would around manifestation and birth and the connection between manifesting something and birthing something. And I was called to do that when experiencing a lot of different fertility challenges and pregnancy loss and that sort of thing. And the African goddess affirmation deck, and then a self-love deck. And the interesting thing about every deck that I put out, at least up until this point, is that I continue to get to know the deck, meaning get to know the goddesses, get to know the deck itself after I've created it, like after it comes into form in the world. And so I was sharing with a friend of mine, because they were saying, well, why didn't you launch this course when the deck came out? And I said, I don't think that I was supposed to, because I had to still continue to get to know the deck. So I know that a lot of people who are experienced oracle readers, let me know in the comments what your experience is with the oracle, with oracles. I know that a lot of people who are experienced oracle readers will say, well, I buy a deck and then I throw away the booklet and pretty much just go for it. And I urge you, you know, your practice is your practice, but I urge you not to do that, because each deck has a very different energy. And if you just, you know, there's nothing wrong with just going freestyle if, you know, if your purpose is just to make an oracle out of anything, which is fine. But if it is to engage with a specific deck, you want to tap into the specific stream of knowledge that source energy gave to that creator for that deck. And here's a beautiful way to look at it. When I was doing the research for this book, which works with the deck, when I was doing the research for this book, I learned that a number of different cultures, one of them most prominently in Ethiopia. In Ethiopia, they have these beautiful, gorgeous Bibles and religious books that were handwritten, like just really beautiful artistic books. And if you go to see a dabtera, which is a they call them an unordained leader, but I wouldn't call them an unordained leader, because they're ordained by the divine. They might not be ordained by one of the Abrahamic religions that's there, but they are ordained. So if you go to see a dabtera, a healer, they are going to, one of the things that they do is give you a treatment where they draw out for you something that looks similar to an oracle card. So you could go and say, you know, I'm having this pain in, you know, my such and such, or I'm having this relationship or family issue or whatever it is. And they could draw out a physical treatment for you. And it's interesting, I said, I'm having a family, whatever. And then, of course, you know, Aunt Nancy, who's the energy of Anansi and betrayal, you know, shows up for that. Hopefully it was just a hypothetical Aunt Nancy and me talking about that. But so they could draw out for you, like they would sketch out for you, say like Archangel Michael or whatever it is that that is a treatment for you. And give you the instructions of what to go and do, put it on your altar, put the image on your altar, etc. Because a very strong part of their belief system is that drawing, the drawing of Asaseya, for example, right? This drawing, they believe, is not just a drawing of the Archangel Michael. It has within it a piece of the essence, an energetic part of Archangel Michael, which is really powerful and beautiful, and explained to me very clearly the experience that I had been having for a long time with cards. And interestingly enough, my very, very first experience with cards that were not affirmation cards was with a tarot reader in Atlanta in a mall. I don't even know what mall. I can't even remember what mall it was. It was very long ago, and I was married, and I was terrified of tarot. Like, just the word tarot freaked me out, totally like gave me the willies or whatever. But for whatever reason, I was with my husband at the time, and we were driving across country, or maybe fiance at the time, and I decided to go and have this reading with this tarot reader, and I was nervous about it. Like I said, scared, uncomfortable. And I had been reading runes. My sister and I were rune readers, but for some reason, the tarot, I think that because there was a devil card and a death card, like it just freaked me out. And this reader asked my fiance, husband, whatever he was, asked him to move away, to step away. She was like, like, this is kind of private, can you step away? And she then was like, she leaned in and she was like, girl, she was like, you need to run. Like, this is like just not gonna work. This is not gonna make it, whatever. Like, she was just like, basically like, no, this is a mess. Here's why. And I was furious, and I was like, oh my gosh, I knew that I shouldn't have gone to this tarot reader. Like, I was blaming her, not any of the things that she was saying, which were actual, turned out to be clear, factual things. But I was mad that I had gone to her. Like, somehow it was like her fault when it all started to, like, the things started to come to pass that, he was dishonest, that he was cheating, that, whatever, all of these things. I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I knew that I shouldn't have gone to that tarot reader when all that she was doing was presenting a snapshot of what the truth of the moment was. And so that's what you are doing. You are presenting a snapshot of this moment for yourself or the people that you are reading for. The medicine people, Goddess Marnie, are called, there's it's spelled, I've seen it spelled two ways, Dabteras and Debteras. So D-E, B like boy, T-E-R-A, S like Sam, or D-E, B like boy. So Dab or Deb Terrace. It's been, I see it spelled both ways. So that was my first experience with tarot itself. And like I said, for a long time, I was kind of freaked out by it. And I don't know, can't pinpoint a specific moment when that changed. But it was fairly recently, like probably 5 years ago or so, that tarot rather than oracle, I've always felt comfortable with, but tarot, for some reason, I had a lot of the stories that are attached to it and my own fears attached to it that, that I was bringing to it. And so a lot of times, if you are experiencing resistance from the people in your lives, type in resistance if you have fear, if you have people in your life who are resistant or fearful of any of this work that you're doing, and even if it's you. A lot of times, if you are experiencing resistance from the folks in your life, yes, resistance. I am as well, and it's a very interesting thing. Just realize that it's their own stuff, and you can choose whether to take it on or not. In my case, it's a very curious thing because I come from a family that does very deep spiritual work and that is familiar with this work. But the idea of it being cards, I think, is somehow scary. And I think also the idea of it being these open conversations, because in previous generations, you wouldn't have these open kind of forum conversations. Even just in my father's lifetime in Guyana, where my family is from, it was African spirituality during his growing up was illegal, and drumming was illegal during his growing up while they were a former British colony. And he talks about them doing raids, like that there were raids and they had to hide their drums. So that is crazy to think of in my father's lifetime, So I have compassion for and understand their fear, but at the same time, you cannot allow that fear, anyone else's fear, to be a form of suppression for you. Because how we do anything is how we do everything. And as we see with what is going on in the world, your gifts are so needed. Your voice is so needed. So at that moment, for example, with that tarot reader, having the courage to say to my partner, hey, can you walk away and give her this moment? Even that part of it, which when I sat down, I wanted to have the conversation with her by myself, but I didn't feel comfortable to tell this person that I was either just about to marry or had married, that I needed a moment to myself. So that's already not a good thing. So she was in her alignment and in her truth to bring me something that I needed to know. And it is the same with you. It is absolutely the same with you. Goddess Danny says, I heard that the word tarot is related to the word terror. I've heard that too. So it's preferred to be very cautious with working with the tarot because the message is not received, then it can cause terror. Not saying I believe that, but I have witnessed it. Very interesting. Goddess Nandi says the same for her mother in Tobago. It makes sense. She says she's transitioned before I started being a devotee of African spirituality, but I'm always curious to know what she thinks now. Oh, that's so interesting to share, Goddess Nandi, particularly because in Trinidad and Tobago, the reason I chose Tobago for one of my recent international retreats is that in Trinidad and Tobago, they have a very specific form of Yoruba spiritual practice called Shango, which is, you know, specifically again, this work, but not necessarily involving the use of cards. So somehow the cards then are freaking people out. But the card itself, yes, absolutely, absolutely, yes. And that's also the practice that my father is a part of in Guyana, although we have a different language for it. We call it spiritual Baptist. So these cards, as I said, and some of our lessons will be with you just looking at my hands, but right now I'm gonna be holding the cards. And I also, let me just add this. I wanna just let you know that there's a chat where I ask you to, if there are teachers that you want me to bring to our school. There's no one that is too big or too small for you to just put there if you're wanting to. Some of the folks people already mentioned are excited and are already coming. So if there are people that you want, who you want them to come here and to teach you about Oracle, put it there in the chat. Okay, so here. So these cards, it's what one of the things that is very unique about this deck. Right now they're not in any order. I'm just holding and just moving through them, which I want to just pay homage to the beautiful goddess Destiny Powell. What a blessing she is that the ancestors sent her to me and sent me to her for us to co-create the three decks that you're going to see unfolding that we create together, and that she's able to take my sketches and ideas and charts and all of that and be able to turn it into this deck. So this deck focuses on the continent of Africa itself, from the very northernmost part to the southernmost part. And it is a deck of goddesses and ancestors, all of the divine feminine energy. Now, when I speak about divine feminine energy, I'm not talking about gender expression. I'm not talking about the way that we show up in the world. For example, and this is very controversial, people find when I say this, but Buddha was a divine feminine leader, a divine feminine expression, a divine feminine energy person. And it has nothing to do with the gender expression of who the Buddha was. This world at this moment, as we see, is over-yanged in a big way. And the divine feminine is awakening as many of her children as possible to restore balance. And what the divine feminine is seeking from us is not dominance. The divine feminine does not seek dominance. The divine feminine is seeking harmony. Type into the comments, harmony. That is what the divine feminine is seeking from us. So there will be some times in this journey, because all of us are beginning this journey together, But life happens, life lives. So if there are times within this journey where you are clear that it is, you're not coming from fear or resistance, but you feel like, okay, on this day we have this assignment, but all I can do is drink water and feed my kids or feed my cat or, you know, go to my garden or sleep or whatever it is, I need you to know that that is okay. That is perfectly okay. That is perfectly in alignment with where we are, with what you are doing, because what you are doing at this moment is you are stepping forward, you are raising your hand courageously in order to be a leader. And so we're going to now, we're going to take a pledge together. And for those of you who are on the certificate path, who are wanting to do this as a, to receive a certification, I'm going to ask you also to, not this moment, but to send me a video of you, just a video on your phone. Doesn't have to be anything stylish or pretty or anything like that. Although, of course, it would be, because look at you. You know, just a video of you taking this pledge, okay? So we're going to do that together now. Just cycle through. The goddesses are all getting attention. Ah, okay. And in this deck, there are no reversals. This deck, when a card is upside down, it is a message to be emphasized. And so it makes sense that celestial alignment, Inko Sazana, the rainbow goddess from South Africa, is coming forth. Celestial alignment. Type that in the comments. That is a message for us. Celestial alignment. Celestial alignment. Alignment with our truth. I just saw that Goddess Maya is also upside down here. And so another interesting thing that I think is really powerful to know about this journey is that these goddess energies are also all inside of all of us. They're all different aspects of us. Continuing through the deck. If you do not already have this deck, please get any version of it. If you happen to be in a country or a location where it is challenging to do so, we will address all of these cards later. Let me know and we'll figure something out, okay? Okay. As I said, I still got us. Oh, okay. All right. Wasn't Mayat who was upside down. It was Ketesh bringing the sacred lust. Yes. Sacred lustful energy. Okay, beautiful. Oh, okay. Goddesses are saying this is not the plan. All right. Come up with a better system in the future, goddesses, I promise. Okay, so we are going to take a pledge now into this beautiful practice that we are doing. And I would also like you to, for those of you who are on the certification path, to sign this pledge. It's already in your learning portal, but there's not a signable version. There's a version that you can print and have, which I urge you to print if you can and have it somewhere, or just screenshot it and put it on your phone or whatever. But I will also have a signable version of this pledge, okay? So here's what I'd like you to do. I am going to assume that your deck has already been cleansed and blessed. If it has not, let me know in the comments and we'll come back to that. But I'm going to assume that this is already uploaded to your learning portal as well. This is right in, just right from the guidebook of how to cleanse and bless your deck. Okay, so with that being said, you have your deck. Okay, it's out of your packaging. I'm gonna ask you to put your right hand over your heart. Okay, and your left hand on your deck, okay? And just feel the energy, like really just tune in and just feel it. Just allow yourself to be still, silent, and present. That's the best way to feel the energy of something, okay? You can close your eyes if you need to. You can keep your eyes open if you prefer. But just feel the energy just that is running through the deck and through you, the divine feminine force that we honor, okay? Yes. And just repeat after me, wherever you are, unless you are driving or at work. I pledge to honor the divine wisdom within me. I pledge to honor the divine wisdom within this deck. I vow to use this sacred tool with integrity, wisdom, and compassion. Wait, I just got the memo that it would be helpful to just put this on screen for you as well. Okay, I'll do that after. I commit to expanding my understanding of the divine and myself. I promise to respect the energies, spirits, and teachings that will come forth in this sacred journey. I affirm that I am open to learning. I affirm that I am open to unlearning. I affirm that I am open to relearning as I awaken my inner oracle. I will strive to be a channel of light. I will strive to be a channel of love. I will strive to be a channel of guidance for myself and for others. I accept this pledge as a sacred contract witnessed by the energies that guide us, and sealed by my commitment to my spiritual growth. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Okay, wonderful. So within holding this energy, I want you to take your deck and just split the deck and hold up for yourself whichever goddess shows up for you. And so we are at the beginning of our journey, and Nana Baluku, who is at the beginning of our deck, has come forward to say that she is in full appreciation of this season that we are in. She is also a goddess of abundance. She represents the marketplace. And so for those of you who are wanting to make practice out of this, she is here giving you abundance, saying that this is the perfect season for you. So please put in the comments the goddess that came up. Goddess Takia, yes, everything will be in the learning portal. Everything will be in there. The pledge itself is currently there, and then this video will be there later. All videos are uploaded within 48 hours. Ah, shine. Okay, Satira Brazen, Mama Jumbo. Yes, Allah, grief. She came forward here. Goddess, oh, Jumbi, the masks. Ooh, okay, fearless love, Oshun. Makes a lot of sense, Mami Wata. Ooh, okay, I'm seeing the energy of the vulnerability, the nakedness. Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Asaseya and joy, Allah and the grief, Oshun, fearless love. Oh, Mam Kumba Bang, oh, the Senegalese goddess of the water. She is a lot of water goddess energy here. Oh, Yasigi, they call her the party goddess. Live Out Loud, and Marie Laveau came forward this morning. Marie Laveau, run her coins. Ooh, Erzuli Dantor, etheric cords, yes, a lot of saying a lot of things that you need to clear and cleanse. Oh, goddess Iset. More Yasigi energy, yes, oh my goodness, yes. So is it making sense to you, your goddess who came forward right now to bless your journey? I would like you to, if you have a, if you're able to create an altar for this course, if, you know, this will be easier for people who live by themselves, of course, but most people do not. If you are, if you live where you cannot safely create an altar, here's what I invite you to do. You have a box of any size. You can take a box and have that be your altar. So you can turn it over and use it during our classes, which are Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or when you're doing any of your practice, your lessons, your rituals, whatever. And then turn it over and put all your stuff right back in your box and put it somewhere private. You know, so that's what you can do if you don't have the capacity to leave up an altar all the time, okay? Yay, yes, 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 yes. And it's interesting to see the repeated energy of the different goddesses who are showing up. Yes, absolutely. Have your portable altar. That's why I was so excited that we came out with the pocket deck so that, you know, if you're needing to just put it in, you know, put it all together, put it in there and just, you know, have it even in the size of a shoebox, put your candle, put your stuff in there and just turn it over and just put it away. Ah, okay. So Goddess Shayla says, question, can we turn over the other hand to reveal that card as well? So yes, we can. So let's use it. Let's be clear first of what our intention is. So before you ever turn over any card, whether you are reading for yourself or reading for someone else, you want to be clear of what the intention is. So if you are using what I call a goddess map, but which is a spread, you want to know exactly what each position represents. So we're pulling the other card. If you still have access to it, if you've already put your deck back together, that's okay. We're pulling another card. You can do that, turn it over as a clarification card. So oftentimes when you will do a reading, you will need to pull another card to get more energy. And you can do that as much as you're needing to. You can, sometimes you've got to pull a couple of cards to get more information, pardon me, more information about, you know, to clarify what the situation was. And so this will be very helpful when you're doing readings for other people. So, okay, so I've got Nana Maluku is here. Okay, and then if I'm pulling, if I'm looking from the other side, I have, wait, no, Nana was here. So this is the other side. So this is, I don't know if you can see Queen Mother Nani, who represents liberation. She is from Jamaica. One of the things that the ancestors felt was very important with this deck is that it was energies throughout the diaspora, so not just on the continent of Africa itself, but throughout the diaspora. And so she is Jamaican energy of freedom and liberation. So clarity on the season that we are living in, the clarity is that, okay, it is a season of freedom, of liberation, of owning your voice, of stepping into your truth, freedom, letting off the shackles, releasing yourself from the chains that bind you. Goddess Shayla said, oh my, Marie Laveau, good juju. Goddess Nandi says, my second card is Mbuya Nahanda. Wow, that is, radical rebirth. Yes, energy, very like, okay, pull no punches energy. Goddess Tony says, oh, that was before. Okay, so Tyra Brazen, beautiful. Goddess Marnie says, interesting, I had Jumbi masks. And then the other card was Aunt Nancy, betrayal. I am feeling, is it a betrayal of myself to keep wearing the masks 100%? A betrayal not only of yourself, but a betrayal of your gifts. Because our gifts, as much as they are our own, your gifts also in most traditional societies globally belong also to the community. You know, so in our Western world where most of us have grown up, there's the idea of, you know, rugged individualism, which has its place. But in communal societies, you know, if somebody had the gift of being a shoemaker and somebody else's gift was as a farmer and someone else's gift was the baker, you know, your gifts belong to the community. So for those of you who are fearful about putting your gifts into the world, whether you are a poet, a chef, a course creator, an author, a dancer, whatever it is, I want you to think of it that way, that you are cheating the community. You know, cheating yourself is one thing, but your gifts also belong to the community. And so what is the community not receiving because you are staying in wearing masks or staying in fear or staying in resistance or staying in procrastination or hiding or shrinking or playing small, constriction, all of those things. Your gifts belong to the community. So, you know, us being able to have this conversation, like already, you know, I've just known most of you 45 minutes, but I'm already like your energy is a part of me. I'm enjoying the experience of communing here with you. And I don't even want to think like how I would be cheated of the energy of missing the energy of you. There would be a you-sized hole within just this circle if you weren't here right now. Okay, so yes, the community needs you, needs your gifts, needs what you have to offer. And wearing a mask, you cannot fully and completely be yourself. You cannot fully and completely bring forward the message that most of the people here are here to share, which is of your, you know, comes from your authenticity, comes from your authentic power. Goddess Marilyn says, my second card is Sekhmet. Wow, that is very potent and very powerful. Sekhmet is very powerful energy. Mystical Elijah says, no pressure there. No pressure at all, right? Goddess Leslie says, oh, and let me just note this. I'm going to do something that I haven't done in previous courses with this course because I feel like these conversations are very important. So if you're watching on replay and you want to see people's comments, I'm going to save these chats and also upload them to your learning portal. And I'm going to open the comments on the bottom of every video so that if you're watching it and you want to, and you're watching on replay, you can still just type everything and participate underneath the video as well. Oh, Goddess Leslie, I'm reading your comments. She says, what you just said about the cards reflecting the African diaspora is part of what I wrote this morning on the first question of the questionnaire that I hadn't submitted yet because I wasn't finished with the form. This is what I said on why I was drawn to the cards. I was initially drawn to the cards because I was drawn to the energy I felt the first time. Oh, I saw Viola's smile on something I saw online. Oh, that's beautiful. I think it was something from Hay House. I'd had other cards before, but when I saw the African Goddess Rising Oracle deck, I felt an immediate connection to them in a way I hadn't in previous African-centered decks I'd had many years ago. When I saw the cards online, I was drawn to the beautiful artworks and the reflections of the variety of the African diaspora, which has been central to my journey, which is what made me purchase the cards. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Goddess Candace says, Oya. So, Goddess Candace, because there are a couple of Goddess Candaces in this program, let me know, is this my beautiful Tobago retreat, Goddess Candace? And if it is, then I want to elaborate on you receiving. She says, yeah, okay. So how powerful that you received Oya. I don't know if you remember, but Oya's energy was very powerful for us in Tobago. We had these beautiful open air sessions in this yoga palapa, and Oya's energy, which is the energy of the storm, the energy of transformation, the energy of change, Oya's energy was definitely churning with that. So it's very interesting that she would still be, you know, she'd be coming forward here with you again. Goddess Tamika says, living out loud and expressing my you-ness. My second card will definitely lead to joy. My first card, the ancestors are always on point, always. And so I just want to just also just add to, as I was just saying about your gifts and the community. So imagine if Goddess Destiny was not, you know, did not lend us her gifts to be able to properly convey, you know, of course there would be some other artists, but it wouldn't be the same. Like we needed her gifts and just a bit of the story of her being a part of this deck, you know, there was resistance to her being the person in the beginning. There was resistance, you know, from the powers that be because she had never done a deck before. And the more that there was resistance, the more resolute in my mind, in my soul, in my spirit, in my energy, I knew that she had to be the one. Like, even when she was like, well, you know, like, kind of like, well, if they don't want me, no. Like, I knew, like, very clearly that she was the one who my ancestors, my soul, my spirit, my energy were telling me was the, you know, the one. And, you know, when the answer was, well, but she hasn't done this, you know, I was like, well, no one's done this. Like, you haven't done it until you've done it. If that makes sense to you, type that in the comments. You haven't done it until you've done it. You know, like, no one, when I was born, I didn't create an oracle deck. I didn't do it until I did it. So that is never a good enough excuse that, well, she hasn't done it before. Of course she hasn't done it. Now she will have done it. You know, you haven't done it until you've done it. And so that is never a valid excuse. It's not a valid excuse, and don't take that excuse from anyone else who's trying to put that on you in any way, shape, or form. You haven't done it until you've done it. Yeah, you haven't done it yet. The word is yet. You haven't done it yet. She hadn't done it yet. You know, and now she's done, it'll be almost three decks that she's doing in this trilogy that we're doing together. She hadn't done it yet. Yes. You haven't done it yet. So there are things that you have not done that may not make sense. Like, well, why am I being told to do this, to create this book or this course or this dance or poem, or, you know, move here to this place and open a retreat center or whatever you're being called to do? You haven't done it yet. And how magnificent, you know, when you're able to look back and say, ah, okay, now I know exactly why I was given that gift. Now I know why. All right, so let's do an activation. Let's activate our energy. I'm so excited about this journey with you, and I can see why each and every one of you was called here to this circle. We're gonna do an activation together to connect our energies, to activate our deck. Comments here. Yeah, so let's just right now just go within and just breathe. Just come present. Just breathe. Let all fears fall away and know that you are in exactly the right place. You are the exactly right person chosen for this journey in exactly the right place. So nice big inhale. And exhale. Good. Blow in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Again. Inhale. And exhale. And so I want you to imagine, just see in your mind's eye, okay? Just imagine a beautiful silk golden thread that extends from the base of your spine and goes deep, 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 deep into the center. This golden thread is anchoring you into the heart of the earth, into the heart of Mother Africa, the beginning source of life, the source of form that is. Inhale and exhale. Inhale. And exhale. I want you to feel yourself grounded now, anchored by only a very slim thread, held in a more powerful way than you ever have been before. Inhale. And exhale. Feel the nourishing energy from the center of the earth being pulled now through this thread. Pulled through the thread and through your body, filling your entire body from your spine, flowing through your arteries, forming around you a golden protective halo. Halo that engulfs your entire body. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. See this halo creating a beautiful orb around your head. Your head, your aura is safe, is protected, is guided, is loved. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Now within your mind's eye, I want you to see the faces of the African goddesses, the ancestors, the divine feminine, and their descendants of every stripe and every experience across the globe. Inhale. And exhale. And in front of you, you see the children of this experience and one very prominent child of this experience, which is you. Your beautiful reflection, your beautiful face. No matter where you come from, no matter how you spell your name, no matter who you show up as in the world, these goddesses have come forward to say, yes, my child, I am here for you. You are mine and I am yours. Inhale and exhale. See their images now melding together with your own as one. You are not separate. None of us are. Our separateness is an illusion that we have believed in until now. Now we are reminded of oneness. We are reminded of our oneness and connection with the divine. We are reminded of our oneness and connection with each other. We are reminded of our oneness and connection with the earth. Inhale. And exhale. You are a sacred part of a powerful lineage. You think that you have raised your hand and come forward for these teachings, when in fact you were selected and you have in fact created this entire experience. You've manifested this deck. You've manifested this passage. And now you're going to walk boldly forward in your truth on this journey to reclaim who you are. Inhale. And exhale. Come back into your body. Come back into the present moment. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Take a look at your deck and know that this is not just paper and ink. These are keys, divine keys, and every card that you pull going forward, you are aware of confidently and bravely and courageously and brazenly that you're not pulling cards at random. Just like you're not creating life experiences at random,
You are being guided by the divine energy within you. You're not learning how to tell fortunes. You're learning how to channel wisdom and guidance. Wisdom that can heal, wisdom that can transform, and wisdom that can empower. And how wonderful that you have said yes to yourself. You're not here to walk this journey alone. You're here and you're supported by me. You're supported by your own ancestors. You're supported by my ancestors. We're supported by the goddesses. We're supported by energy that goes back millennia. And we're going to let this truth carry us forward throughout this moment, throughout this day, and throughout this lifetime. Ashe, ashe, ashe. So our next session is Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If anyone has questions, I have time for, we can take two questions. If there are any, if not, we will continue this beautiful space, beautiful energy on Friday. Oh, my heart is so full. We were born for a time such as this. Ashe. Yes. Yes. Montupe. I will see you Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye, beautiful. The goddess in me sees and loves and adores the divine feminine within you.